think that probably most of us, if not all of us, can relate to the spirit being willing but the flesh being weak. You know, you hear something from the Lord and right as soon as you hear it, your spirit is just on fire for that truth, that moment of revelation that He gives you. And then all of the other stuff kicks in, right? All the reasons why you can't do it or why it can't happen. Or just the fear, you know, which is really almost an intangible kind of reaction to it. Especially, I mean, I've talked to so many people who, you know, the Lord gives them words and they don't share them. And have maybe heard them for years and don't share them. And they'll say, well, why didn't you share that? Well, someone else shared. Well, yeah, God's going to have His say. But He really wanted to use that person because, you know, that was a gift He gave them. He wants to see everyone working and functioning in their giftings and as much for His pleasure, you know, and for your own growth. He just enjoys using His kids to minister. And so you miss out. And one of the things that Susan and I have been hearing that is challenging us, I'm going to say it, is, you know, we both feel like if we sit down with someone to pray with them, that the Lord's going to reveal things and we're going to just, you know, hear Him and we're going to minister and the Lord's going to do something with that person. And, you know, really, we walk into it without a whole lot of fear or worry or concern that that's going to happen. Because He's going to do it. Because He's just done it so many times and He just continues to do it. And so those fears are pretty conquered. You just do it. But one of the things that this morning when Ted was sharing different stories, you know, and I recognized the different stories you were sharing, Ted, from, you know, the Great Welsh Revival and all the different books I read, you know, when I first got saved, I got so excited about reading the things that happened and the manifestations. And the church that I was in, you know, was populated by some rather elderly folks who actually recall some of the revivals that happened up in Canada in the 40s and some of the things they saw and said to me, stories. And they were still praying that God would do that now. And I remember listening to them for a lot of years pray the same prayers for revival. And I believe that a lot of these heart-type discussions we've been having and the revelation the Lord has given us in regard to being connected with Him, I believe is part of a revival. Because that is a revival of connecting with us, which is what revivals are, right? Is a connecting with Him. And they spread, and people get, you know, again, these stories of people walking into a room and being so convicted by the Holy Spirit that they just cry out in agony. I remember reading about that at Azusa Street. And I didn't know anybody that was there because it was in 1906, but it's like I knew people who knew people that were there and told me stories about that. And the other element of revival, besides what I think we see happening here in regard to people's hearts being healed, is actually a physical manifestation of healing. You know, people physically being healed. We see that in relation to all those revivals. The stories are there. People coming into a group. Not any particular special healing person doing the work. Just a general healing manifestation. And I will tell you folks that Susan and I have been hearing that over the last few weeks. The Lord is wanting to pour that out. And we both are in agreement that both of our spirits are in agreement that we're going, yahoo, you know, we've both seen it. But our hearts and our minds were processing that. We both have experienced it personally, both on the receiving end at least, and on the giving end. And it's like we believe that the Lord is going to want to do that. I told him, I said, I don't want it to be where a group of people stands around another person and everyone screams at them, you know, and nothing happens for an hour. I've seen that, you know, and it's like, I go, Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want it to look like that. I want it to look like you pour out and you make it clear that this is what you're doing. We just do it because you say, this is what I'm doing. And the person gets healed because this is what your intentions are. And we just join you there. you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, we don't have to stir it up, you know, and all this stuff. We don't have to play special music, right? Gets an organist in here to play the high notes, you know, and the spirit's moving. And, you know, we've all heard and maybe even seen it. And we don't want it to go there. In fact, that's something that Ted said to me a couple years ago, actually, was I don't want it to be, I don't want to have an emotional thing where that's where we operate. Now, over the last 8 weeks, we've heard a lot about emotions, you know, that they're real, they're good, they have a place, they connect to things the Lord is doing. But what I, and I know what he was saying, and I agree, is that we want to be able to move in the Spirit and actually respond in the Spirit at whatever level he's moving. And I want to be emotional. I'll get excited. It'll happen, you know. It's like, I will get excited, and if we cry, we cry. It's like, that's, there's great joy in healing in both ways, internal and external. And we see that happen with a lot of folks in their hearts when we minister to them. And we've seen it happen in these meetings. So, you know, really what I'm saying is I'm bringing this before you guys. I'm bringing it before you. As we have been doing, when we hear something, we bring it before you. And I just want to say that I want to be available for that kind of healing. I want to be available to pray for people for that kind of healing. I want to see everybody who feels to pray that way to be available for that kind of healing. Because it's never, ever been about just Susan's gifts and my gifts and us doing this thing. It's never been about that. It's always been about people coming into their place with the Lord and their giftings and their callings and all the things the Lord is saying to them. And everybody being about the body work that needs to happen. Because there's so many people that need it. You know, there's so many. And he wants to raise us up so that we can minister to those folks. And they're in the church and they're out of the church and they're all over the place and in between. And so I get, it's a challenge. The Lord is challenging us because our conversations have run pretty parallel. I think we arrived at, well, if he says that he wants me to pray for someone for healing, I'm going to do it. And I think Susan said, I'm going to do it too. And I think where we are is, Lord, make it clear. Because one of the things that we've been learning is, in the areas where we are challenged, in the areas where we have, you know, the church traditionally has always called it unbelief, and it is that in a way, but whatever is blocking it, you know, whether it's our mind, arguments, or physical problems with people that are beyond, oh, well, the doctor, none of the doctors can help them. I've never seen anyone get healed from that, so therefore it can't happen. All that stuff, we know that scripturally, it doesn't have a leg to stand on. Because of all of the people that Jesus raised from the dead, you know, he said, these things and greater shall you do. So we know in our heads that that's what Jesus has said. But in our hearts, we also know that there may be resistance to that. But you know what? What I can't deny is that this is what we've been hearing. This is what we've been hearing, folks. He has been speaking to us about wanting to heal people physically. And I'm all for it. But I want you to know that where I stand right now, I know that I've still got areas of fear, areas of, you know, it's one thing to pray for someone's heart or to get a prophetic word. It's like, I can do that. And yet some people would say, how can you do that? And yet when it comes to physical healing, it's been so many years since I've prayed for someone for that, that it's like, I also have to bump into the arguments of my own flesh that say, maybe I'll pray for someone and nothing will happen. And yet I've seen things happen when I pray for people and when other people have prayed for people. And Ted, anytime he even thinks that God's saying that, he's like, everyone pray for everybody. It's like, so I know he's all for it. You know, it's like we as a church are for it. And I think that people are here because they're for it. We believe in healing in and out. And I don't have a specific direction to say, but the Lord did say to me that he wanted me to present this to you, and to lay it out there and say, there it is. It's not a secret, and I'm not going to hold it in my heart, and I'm not going to stick it in my file cabinet, because I've got one of those too. Notebooks stuffed full of stuff. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to lay it out there, and I will promise this, that if the Lord speaks to me to pray for someone for physical healing, I'm going to do it. Okay? I'm going to make that commitment tonight. And you know what? I also, if he says to me that he's going to do that, like in we're all together, and he says, I'm going to start healing people, I'm going to say it if he wants me to say it. And then everybody gets to jump in the pool, right? Because you know what? It's like, remember the pool of Siloam? Remember that guy who used to, this cripple, he would sit right by the water? And the angels would come once a day and stir the waters. And the first people in it would get their healing, and he would lay there. And he wouldn't get his healing because he had no one. He had no one to bring him into the water. Well, you know what? It's like, our pool of Siloam can be here. It can be this group. It can be where the Lord's saying, I'm doing healing now. Now is the time. And it's up to us just to take that word up and just to run with it and to pray for people. Because you know what? We have people in our body I am very burdened for. And I know Susan is. I know you all are who suffer from things and all sorts of manifestations for all sorts of reasons. And I don't even know 90% of what the actual reasons are. Other than I know they're suffering. And I want to see the Lord heal those people. And I want to see Him bring people in off the street who don't even know Him and heal them. And get them and then get saved and be, you know, the revival stories are filled with that. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that we take it up. That we take it up when we hear it. And that we do it. And that we're obedient to it. And that we'll say that word. Heavenly Father, I just confess to you, Lord, that I feel very rusty in that area myself. And that I haven't seen as much healing in the church as I believe that you've wanted to do. And Lord, we hear what you're saying about wanting to manifest physical healing in your church, in your body. And we believe that it's for today. Well, that's not even an argument, Lord. We believe it's for today. We believe that it's something that is clear in your word. Our heads know all of that, Lord. But Lord, we pray that you would bring our hearts in line. And Lord, that you would pour out in our spirits, Lord, that direction. That when it's time, Lord, for those people to be healed, that we would just say for what it is and say what we hear. And that we would go to them and we would just lay hands on them and we would pray for them. And we would pray that prayer of faith, Lord. Anoint them with oil and pray for them. And Lord, whatever you ask us to do. And it doesn't have to be complicated or some kind of ritual or some this huge thing. It just can be a very simple prayer of faith, just agreeing with what you're saying about them. And that you, Lord, will pour out your Spirit on them. And as easily as you heal our hearts and as easily as you heal our broken wounds and minister to us, as easily as you do that, Lord, you can heal our broken bodies. And Lord, we receive that tonight, that you are saying that to us, that you are saying that you want to do it, and that you're saying that you will do it. And Lord, we don't just want to believe a concept or an ideal. We want to join you completely with what your Spirit is saying to our spirits, Lord. And be sensitive to the times when you are moving. And do everything you say to us. And not hold back, Lord, any obedience. And Lord, like Susan went up front today, knowing it was going to be tough to do. Help us to go to that one. And just pray for them. And do what you tell us to do, Lord. Help us to let our spirits be in charge. And Lord, we want our hearts to be completely joined to that. And not hiding, but believing. And for our minds to join that and say, yes, let your word be made manifest. And Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name. Show us what we're supposed to do, Lord. Amen.
Lord, I want to just invite you to move among us tonight and stir up our spirit, Lord. Do that provoking of our spirit. Whether that has to do with lighting up the things that get in our way, or whether it has to do with prompting us to minister to one another, we invite you to move among us tonight, Lord, and do the things that you want to do. There's no question that is who you are and your nature. That's what you showed us, that you move among your people and you bring the kingdom. It is at hand. That is a reality. So open our awareness, Lord, and cause us to hear and receive and be aware of your presence. And Lord, if there are those who need prayer tonight, give the courage just to move in that.
Yes, Lord.
Diligently for direction, for Tom, for him to get to the right places, for information and wisdom on his lungs, for total healing. His total healing's on my heart. It's on my heart today. And the Lord's asking that we all pray for him right now. Tom Scheffler for wisdom.
We've been hearing that too.
Yay! And specifically, I'd really be happy if we could all hold hands and pray together.